Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in this week. This is Esther Neptune, and I'm here to talk about disappointing predictions and readings that turn out to not pan out. And I've been on both sides of the fence here. That's why I thought, hey, I would be honest and really break the ice examining this from both ends. In 2013, for about a year off and on, I had gotten quite a few readings, mostly on Keen, but also on Psychic Source. But Psychic Source, the latter one, is very expensive. So mainly I focus my efforts on Keen, where one of the sites I work on today. And it was interesting because I had done readings with about 100 readers total. I know that sounds crazy, but Keen at the time had probably about 10,000 listings, and they've consolidated that quite a bit since then. But it was an opportunity for me not only to see how the psychology of prediction works, but also to gain some insights into how I wanted to conduct my readings. It was almost like a paid training. I ended up spending about $12,000. Which sounds like a lot, but I learned so much from how to read the tarot to how to run a reading and about free will and the concepts along those lines versus what's destined for us. And I would like to share with you my observations. And, yeah, it may sound weird to you at first that somebody with psychic abilities would actually turn to readings if he or she is not aware. And that's kind of how I was. When I first got readings, it was right before I had met my mentor online. And it was before he and I had the discussion about doing psychic readings and sort of joking about my own lucky abilities, as I called them. They weren't necessarily psychic at the time, in my opinion. It's interesting because back then, Patrick and I did some sessions in person where he explained how tarot works in particular, and that it's not something that's designed to be set in stone. It's really about illustrating the opportunities. I know he picked a card, I believe it was the Nine of Pentacles. That one is a woman standing in the garden, and she's wearing a dress that has pentacles on it or money. The way that Patrick explained it to me is that this is sort of your road or your path in life, and these are the pentacles or the fruit of opportunity in these branches in the garden of pentacles. And you're not obligated to pick them, but they are going to be available to you. So if, for example, I do a reading on love and relationships, and let's say I'm doing a general reading, and I identify that somebody is going to be coming up in the next 4 months, that doesn't mean you necessarily have to be pulled towards it. That being said, observation as a recipient of readings, I will feel that gravity of another person, and that I'm feeling inclined like my path is going towards that person. So I myself have not figured out that divide of free will versus destiny. It's a very slippery slope. I think it's one of those things where, you could be more stubborn and oppose what's in your path, or you could feel the vibe of love. I think a lot of it depends on your own vibration, and that's sort of my new motto going forward. I've really focused these last 6 months since leaving my day job on raising my own vibration and becoming less susceptible to some behaviors that a lot of people are stuck in today, such as the addiction cravings, not just drugs and alcohol, of course, but we're talking about food cravings. And I was in a bad way this last couple weeks, so I made a new start on eating, and it's important to realize it's about the journey. It's not about being perfect and getting the spiritual input into one's journey. And I find a lot of clients beat themselves up unnecessarily. They kind of look at going towards a relationship, feeling like it wasted time, when really the universe may have intended it as a stepping stone, and the client may not even realize that, that it was destined to open the client's mind. So let's say I show somebody in the timeline and they're 5 years younger than the client is, and the client's like, well, I don't date younger men. That alone, I'm not saying you can't choose that path, but I think that's the challenge of the universe, is to help you to open your mind a little bit, so you're not stuck and polarized in one direction. Another observation I've made, mainly as a reader, don't remember too much about this as a client, but I have kind of educated clients on contact predictions. I'm happy and willing to do timelines, and because a lot of clients have received timeline predictions and they don't pan out, I'm still willing to look at it because I think it does give a general idea, and the more a client evolves and the more readings a client has gotten, the more seasoned with the timeline and less apt to blame the reader for getting it wrong. The reason I say that is because, again, free will, this is sort of if you stay on the same path of, let's say that you have a connection and you've known this person for 10 years. Contact in that case is less crucial than somebody you've just met, somebody that you don't need as much reflection time at that point. You need more getting to know each other. That being said, apart from the contact I find is very superficial. It is like a drug. It's like getting a hit of cocaine for a lot of clients. And not to be judgmental, because I was in your shoes, but that's why I kind of see that the contact predictions tend to fall through. I do my best. I try to keep myself as humble as I can. I go to a site called The Psychic Reviews, and this is an exercise in humility for me because I read the complaints about other readers, and I am not on this board, to my knowledge, but it is an exercise in that, I wouldn't say an expletive on the radio here, but my bleep stinks too. And I feel as frustrated as you do, but I also realize that it's not about me being right all the time. It's about me spreading the spiritual current message along with my prediction. And I am happy to do a reading without doing any advice counseling along with a reading, because there's a passage in the Bible. It's Jeremiah 33, verse 3. And it actually says, by asking questions is how we grow spiritually. So I do believe the process of asking questions in and of itself is a spiritual exercise. It doesn't matter how stupid you might think the question is, or how stupid you might perceive me to think the question is. It's, you're asking a question. I'm basically a sounding board from the universe and or any other reader that you might choose. And you will grow in just that process alone. So I used to get a lot more frustrated about this than I currently do. I do realize this is your hard-earned money that you're spending, and that's why I kind of sometimes ask too, why did I get the wrong answer? I mean, this client's spending $2.99 a minute on psychic access, and I want to be right for them. And I got an answer from the universe. It's not all about you. It's about your message. And the client asked you questions, and that was their spiritual exercise, even though they may not have taken it that way. It was beneficial for them, and it may not be perceived that way now, but they're going to look back on this 5 years, 10 years, 15 years from now and see it as beneficial. So let that go. Just keep on doing what you're doing without fear or hesitation, and just be my servant is what I received in reply. So, yes, I do give you honest answers 100% of the time. I don't sugarcoat. I want it to be a genuine reading for you, what I get. And I have a method to save you money by using my Galaxy Tarot instead of shuffling and taking up 2-3 minutes of the reading doing that. So I in earnest want to be that person who's as selfless as possible when doing this. And I know that it is frustrating to not get the right answer or feel like you've been misled. And I'm not saying there aren't false readers out there. Actually, the majority of them, some of the sites, I'm not going to mention names of sites here, but some of them you will just tell from the quality of the listing how much they've invested. And I believe your vibration has to be really set at a certain level to give high-quality readings. I also believe that sometimes the universe, I hate to say that it's dishonest because I don't really believe that it's in a harmful way being dishonest, but sometimes may not want to give that direct answer at that time for the client's benefit. So that has been my perspective too. And I just get the message that I receive and give it. And the rare chance that we don't connect at all, I will let the client know that. So, you know, let's say that there's 3 or 4 hits and it's totally in left field. I'll just say, hey, I don't think we're connecting. But, yeah, and sometimes you just don't know if it's truly not a connection or maybe there's something ironic in the prediction that's just too far-fetched. That being said, these are my insights into cards going haywire or predictions going haywire. And I have been there with you on this. So do know that what I would do in your shoes as a client is try to reflect on this. Try to minimize the anger. I understand, you know, this is a lot of money that you're spending on us. And try to see the bigger picture into why the prediction may have steered you thinking this and really that. And think about the contact addiction that a lot of people are focused on. Think about the importance of the outcome manifesting. I can't stress that enough, but your outcome is what you want to set your prize on, not the time frame. Because so many things can change that time frame. I have had time frames come pretty close to exact, but I must say that time frames are pretty fickle due to the free will. So keep in mind the universe wants to lead you and guide you, but not make your choices for you. And that's why a lot of people are trapped in fate, like their lives are stuck. And the more your vibration is at a low pace, the more you will be subject to fate, which is not a pretty picture. So look back a few months ago, listen to my episode, Raise Your Vibration, and practice it, and then you'll be able to manifest all sorts of dreams. All right, well, thank you for listening this week, and I will be back next Wednesday. Thank you.